Raven. Welcome to Lean Blog Audio. Today I am reading a blog post that was published on April 10th, 2024, titled GE Aerospace CEO Larry Culp on a finger-pointing culture and a better alternative. If you'd like to read the blog post and comment or share it with others, you can go to leanblog.org/audio363. So there was a fascinating article in Bloomberg Businessweek about GE doing its final spinoff of GE Vernova, which is now the ticker symbol GEV, and the remaining business that Larry Culp remains CEO of, GE Aerospace, and that's formerly known as GE Aviation. The ticker symbol remains GE. So the article in Bloomberg Businessweek was headlined, "An Empire Divided, the Inside Story of How GE CEO Larry Culp Dismantled a 131-Year-Old American Giant." You might have to do a free registration for Bloomberg Businessweek to view the article. There's a lot in there that's really interesting and worth reading, and I think merits some discussion in future blog posts. But one part of the article caught my eye because of my focus on prioritizing problem solving and improvement over blame and punishment. And I do this through my podcast about mistakes, My Favorite Mistake, my latest book about learning from mistakes. I made a little mistake in trying to say that. My latest book about that is titled The Mistakes That Make Us, and a new project to be announced. A bit of a teaser there. But the article, again, from Bloomberg Businessweek, compared the current state, 2024, recent GE Aerospace with the General Electric of old under former CEO Jack Welch. And it's been more than 23 years since he retired as CEO, but I think it seemed remnants of his leadership style remained through some successors. For context, the article was talking about lean and process improvement and breaking down barriers to flow and improvements that GE Aerospace has been making. And then the article said, quoting Kayla Ciotti, a materials and planning leader at GE Aerospace. Kayla said, that process isn't perfect, even if it has improved. 10 years ago, we had brick walls. I'll interject and say brick walls between steps in a process or a value stream. Kayla continued, 5 years ago, we had screen doors, she says. The door is open now. There's no door. The article continued and said, in contrast with the cutthroat culture at Welch's GE, Culp's employees will get some leeway if they do walk into walls. And to quote there, I think the walking into walls is meant proverbially. But CEO Larry Culp said something wonderful here, says, quoting him, that doesn't mean if you screw something up and you do it repeatedly, there isn't responsibility to bear, Culp says. But a problem-solving culture is far more effective operationally than a finger-pointing culture, end of quote. So let me repeat that part. A problem-solving culture is far more effective operationally than a finger-pointing culture. I agree 100%. I'm happy to see a CEO of Culp's stature say this. And this wasn't elaborated on in the article, but it shows the cultural transformation that's still underway under Culp's leadership over the past 5 years, a little more than 5 years. He's the first ever outsider to be hired to be the CEO of GE in the company's long, again, 131-year history. As I share in my book, The Mistakes That Make Us, it's a book, by the way, that Larry Culp recommended to employees after reading it last summer. And as I talk about in speaking engagements and training or coaching sessions, leaders have a choice about how they react to mistakes and problems. As I blogged about in late 2022, and there's a link to this in the blog post at leanblog.org/audio363, Culp told a crowd at the AME annual conference that he told everyone at GE that he wanted to hear bad news and he wanted to hear it fast. As Culp then said, you know, what mattered was the moment of truth, quote unquote. How did he and other leaders react to bad news? And in the blog post, I've embedded a short video clip of Larry's own words in conversation with Katie Anderson. I shared it in episode 362 of this podcast series. Again, you can find it in the blog post. So these are my words, I'm going to say here, not his, but I break it down like this. If a leader reacts to a mistake or bad news with blame and punishment, then employees learn to hide bad news when they can. That's not good for the company, as problems only get worse, and a company can't solve a problem that it doesn't know about. If a leader reacts to a mistake with the mindset of understanding, problem solving, and improving, we'll have fewer repeated mistakes and fewer problems, and small problems won't turn into huge catastrophes. The organization will perform better. Punishing employees for mistakes, problems, or failures might feel good on some level, but it's counterproductive. So what do you think? What stories could you share? At the end of the blog post, I've included a link to a story I heard at a conference last year. I blogged about it in a post titled, When Firing an Employee Doesn't Prevent the Repeat of a Mistake. So again, I hope you'll check that all out. Go to leanblog.org/audio363. Thanks for listening.